Outside on the square, it had stopped raining, and the moon was trying to get through the clouds. There was a wind blowing, the military band was playing, and the crowd was massed on the far side of the square where the fireworks specialist and his son were trying to send up fire balloons. A balloon would start up jerkily on a great bias and be torn by the wind or blown against the houses of the square. Some fell into the crowd. The magnesium flared and the fireworks exploded and chased about in the crowd. There was no one dancing in the square. The gravel was too wet. Brett came out with Bill and joined us. We stood in the crowd and watched Don Manuel Orquito, the fireworks king, standing on a little platform, carefully starting the balloons with sticks, standing above the heads of the crowd to launch the balloons off into the wind. The wind brought them all down, and Don Manuel Orquito's face was sweaty in the light of his complicated fireworks that fell into the crowd and charged and chased, sputtering and cracking between the legs of the people. The people shouted as each new luminous paper bubble careened, caught fire, and fell.
"They're razzing Don Manuel," Bill said.
"How do you know he's Don Manuel?" Brett said.
"His name's on the program, Don Manuel Orquito, the pyrotechnico of Esta Ciudad."
"Globos Iluminados," Mike said. "A collection of Globos Iluminados," that's what the paper said.
The wind blew the band music away. "I say I wish one would go up," Brett said. "That Don Manuel chap is furious."
"He's probably worked for weeks fixing them to go off, spelling out hail to San Fermin," Bill said.
"Globos Iluminados," Mike said. "A bunch of bloody Globos Iluminados."
"Come on," said Brett. "We can't stand here."
"Her ladyship wants a drink," Mike said.
"How you know things," Brett said. Inside, the cafe was crowded and very noisy. No one noticed us come in. We could not find a table. There was a great noise going on.
"Come on, let's get out of here," Bill said.